Hi, everybody, and a very warm welcome back to another little bite-sized political podcast from yours truly. Hope you'll enjoy this one as we prepare to sail off into the weekend. And remember, if you enjoy the work we do and you feel that it's worthy of a little support, you can buy me a coffee, link below, or drop a dollar or a pound in the donor box, link below as well. And don't forget our shop we've got going as well. All these means to try and offset the costs of doing this to make it happen for you. Right. I'm really pleased to see that, as far as I can understand, certainly the people around me anyway, you all seem to understand that the whole cover story that, Putin blew up the pipeline, is just, there's no credibility whatsoever in that story. Mainstream British media, absolutely, and international media is pushing it like mad. But just consider what, for that to happen, this is the process that would have need to have been followed. First of all, Russia invests billions into building Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2. So this was their major infrastructure project to ensure that they could sell their gas to Europe, predominantly into Germany, actually. So this was a huge multi-billion pound investment, a first step. Step two, Russia then sails undetected all the way through the Baltic to Poland. And that's weird because those waters are NATO waters. So Russia sails through them anyway, right? To exactly where the USA Navy was testing underwater drones just a few days previously, and then blows up their own pipeline. Yeah, that's what you're being asked to believe. Now, none of you folks believe that because it's not credible. On no basis is this credible. What we can only conclude from the evidence that we see is that Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2, these major conduits of gas from Russia to Europe, have been cut off at the neck. And like, that's it. There's not going to be, I mean, I'm not sure how they repair these, how long it could take, what kind of monumental damage would have been caused. I just don't know any of that. I can't comment. All I can say to you is that this is a very serious escalation, and we have to look at, well, who's behind the escalation? And to find that culprit, I think we have to go back to February, as I talked about the other day, to Mr. Joe Biden telling the media that if Russia crossed Ukraine's borders, then America would end Nord Stream. That's what he said. And rightly, the Russians have seized on that bit of footage and said, right, so is this what you've done? And the British media is pretending, no, it was Putin in a frog suit. In the first instance, it would be completely against all of Russia's interests for this to happen. But it's completely in the interests of the United States, because now Europe has been cut off from a supply pipeline to Russia. The only place it can now go, or one of the few places it can go to get more liquid petroleum nitrogen, is LNG, whatever it's called. Anyway, that stuff. Liquid nitrogen gas, LNG, is the USA. So all of a sudden, the USA vastly increases the amount of sales potential it can get from the Europeans. And because it's going to be their only real source of getting this additional stuff, they can charge whatever they want for it. So essentially, it seems to me that the argument could be made that what we've seen in the past couple of days is the United States, through its emissaries, either third party or directly, I don't know, cut off the European continent from its energy supply route from Russia, and instead swap that around and say, don't worry about it, we can sell you this stuff. And that's exactly where we are. The Europeans are being sacrificed by the Americans. And that's so obvious. And the one European nation that's being sacrificed more than any others, of course, is Germany. It's the Germans that are going to be severely punished now because they don't have the reserves to cope with the need of industry, of heavy manufacturing and all of that. They don't have that. No matter what they say, they don't. And that's why you're going to see all kinds of energy deprivations happening across the European continent in several countries, not just Germany, but probably particularly acute in Germany. And this is all the fault of the United States of America, their great ally. So, you know, it demonstrates once again that just like, you know, in politics, you don't have friends. And anyone who thinks that the United States under Biden is a benign force, a force for good, a force that you can rely on when you get in a tight spot, you're kidding yourself. The Biden's regime has sacrificed the Europeans deliberately and cold calculatedly so that it can then ride in with its expensive gas to try and cover up some of the shortfall, but not all of the shortfall that has just occurred. And as I say, I don't know why for one moment anyone would believe that Russia would sabotage its own multi-billion pipeline. That doesn't make sense. It's just another PSYOP story. It's all about trying to confuse people and make them think Putin evil, Putin evil, Putin evil. Putin may not be a good guy, but I can assure you that Joe Biden is indeed a very bad guy. Thanks for listening.